and I bless the Lord for it. Well, in Acts chapter 20, there's a lot to be said. Of course, Paul went to the Ephesian elders in that time. Now, I just want to take a little verse or two tonight and say a few things. The Lord will help me. And they sung tonight about he's been faithful to every promise. And that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Brother Danny said, I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. And that's a fact. Paul said that in Timothy. Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am chief, not was chief, am chief. And really, if you see the Lord who he is, you'll see who you are, and you'll say things as the light shines on you and makes you see who he is and who you are. And of course, you're thankful then that you got favor and God's mercy is on your life. And I bless the Lord for that. Verse 7, and upon the first day of the week, the first day of the week to the Jews started at 6 in the afternoon. After 6 in the afternoon, it started their day. The Romans started at midnight. I believe that's right, at 12 midnight. And the first day of the week here looks like to me it would be after 6 on the Saturday, the Sabbath. And the Bible said here in the first day of the week, then when the disciples came together to break bread. And so they was coming together to have the Lord's Supper. And Paul said, and the Bible said, Paul preached unto them. I'm glad, thank God, there's some preaching going on. And I was thinking the other day, well, how did I get where I'm at? I just thought about that. I think about that quite often because it's just hard to grab a hold of sometimes of where you're at now in life. And I look back and I see that I'm down the road a little piece. I mean, I was thinking when she was testifying, I was 32 years old when they came here and assembled with us in the meeting, and the morning she got saved, I remember that, and Brother Todd got saved, it wasn't long right after that, I was young, and they were younger, amen, and but God's no respecter of person. He's not about age, he's about dealing with the heart of man, and I didn't walk into this thing apart from the call, because I never would have done it had it not been the call of God to preach. I've never learned to preach. I don't know how to preach. I just know that that's what I do. And I know people say, well, how you do that? I don't know. It scares me sometimes to think this is the preaching and it works out. And I say, how did I do that? How did that happen? God said, I done it. You can't figure it out. And you'll never be able to do it again like that. That's what he said. And that's right. I do not know before I get up to here tonight to say what God's saying here, what I'm going to say. I don't know. I just know that if I can follow him and get in line with him, that's what she said. You can't put God in this little box. It's God's way, and you got to find it. Christ is the way. And he's got instruction in this scripture tonight, and I know that. And my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And that's right. And I give unto them eternal life. And everything about the shepherd, thank God, amen, he's our leader. He's our guide. He's the one, thank God, that laid down his life for the sheep. And I'm thankful for that. And there's preaching going on here in Paul's meeting here. And he said, ready to depart on the morrow. Notice this. And continued his speech until midnight. Looks like to me he might have preached about 3 or 4 hours right there. And that'd be a long time sitting, amen, to preach that long. I mean, 3 or 4 hours. I don't preach that long. Why, preacher? Because I just say what's on my heart, and that's it. Amen. I believe Paul here probably in them days, thank God, this took that time and said this and preached and taught them out of the scriptures and what he had and what he had been taught and what God had spoke to him about. And when Paul got the revelation on the gospel and what the gospel, the grace of God was, then he... thank God, amen. He didn't confer with flesh and blood. He conferred with God to get what he got. Amen. He wasn't instructed by any man. Peter and all the rest, they did not instruct him. Gamaliel instructed him in the Pharisee religion. But when Paul was saved, he was not conferred with flesh and blood. God showed him this revelation. Why did he call it my gospel and our gospel? It's because it come by revelation. It come by the understanding. understanding of the Spirit of God. And how do we know it tonight? Same way, by the understanding of the Spirit, by the revelation that God gives. Amen. It's not taught by man's wisdom. It's not given by man's wisdom. It's given by God. That's the only way you know these things. And listen, the Bible said that he used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. That man thinks he knows something about God, but the only thing he knows what God shows him and reveals to him. He might read it, but it's still got to be revealed to him, Brother Todd. And the only way you know the new birth is by being born again. Jesus said you must be born again. He told that to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, listen, thank God didn't understand what he was saying. That's why he said, I enter my mother's womb the second time and be born. He was using that as a physical conception. Amen. A physical birth. And he said, no, that's not the way. You're going to have to be born from above by the Spirit. It's the Spirit birth. It's the Spirit kingdom. And he didn't recognize. They remember in the book of Acts, they said, when are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, well, that's not for you to know the times and seasons, but you shall receive power if the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And so everything dealt with the Spirit. He said, the Spirit's going to give you power. That word power means dynamite. In our language, that's what we'd get the word dynamite from. Amen. Thank God it's got power to it, is what he's saying. And there is power to it tonight. There's power, thank God, in this gospel. So Paul's preaching here. Amen. He continued his speech unto midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And so the lights, no doubt, had heat on them. And if you know anything about that, then that's going to cause you, amen, thank God, to get some heat in your eyes. And all of a sudden, here's a young man, thank God, getting sleepy. Amen. And the Bible said there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into deep sleep. And so this man's here, and he's up in the third story. He's in the loft, or the third loft, and he's sitting in the window. The Bible said he's sitting in the window, Brother Danny. Amen. Notice this. And Paul was long preaching. Again, he makes his head in an amazing. He talked about this midnight preaching, and now he's long preaching. Amen. Thank God. Who was that said to me this morning? My grandpa would have said to me. He said several times, he said, a little long-winded this morning, wasn't you, son? Amen. I said, no, you just got a short religion. Amen. But sometimes you are long-winded. Amen. If you want to use them terms, it just says this man was long preaching, and I don't listen. He preached, no doubt, like I say, amen, 3 or 4 hours here. He said, that thank God this young man named Eutychus, Paul, was long priest, sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And of course Paul done the miracle. He went down, fell on him, embracing him. The Bible said trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. He was dead, but Paul fell on him and his life came back to him. And the Bible said when he therefore was come up again, he had broken bread, eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day. So he departed. So look, like after that they ate together and had that supper. But we look here in the text tonight in the Bible, thank God, where it says that this man, amen, fell down from the third loft because he was sucked down with sleep. And you know, it's a fact that this afternoon that we can get sleepy. Amen. I'm just not talking about physical sleep, even though we fall into this physical sleep, and really, we're not conscious at that time, even though there's still things go through our mind. It's amazing. I cannot bring this thought, the fact that I know what all goes on, but I do know that while we're sleeping, we're still conscious in our own mind. That's why we, amen, I fell asleep this afternoon. I sat in the chair. I was tired, and I slept a while. Amen. And while I was sleeping, I didn't hear nothing around me. I just fell down in a sleep. Amen. And he said, here's a deep sleep. This man's in a deep sleep. You've saw people in deep sleeps. I remember one time I was at the hospital years ago, and this man was in deep sleep. He was in the waiting room. And this brother come out, amen, and tried to wake him up. He couldn't get him awake. He just kept shaking him, and the man wouldn't wake up. And finally, you know what they did, don't you? They took one of them ammonia capsules, amen, and broke it and stuck it in front of his nose. That woke him up, amen. Brother, I'm telling you, are you hearing me tonight? Hey, God, there's a lot of sleeping in our hearts and in our minds. And I'm telling you, we're tired today. I recognize people being tired today we're living in. There's so much weariness in the body and in the mind today. There's so much pressure on people and weariness. And I see this in my own body sometimes. Thank God when I've given myself to, amen, to pray and also to give myself to preach. And somebody says, wonder why you get so tired. Well, you're giving yourself to something. You're laboring at something. Amen. You go through stressful days. You go through difficult days. And it seems like it's your brain, if I can use that, or mind, amen, is kind of asleep. You know, you can't, amen. I'm not the best listener sometimes. I'm just saying this. And it's because I can't think more than one thing at a time. Amen. That's just the way I am. If somebody's talking to me, if a man's preaching, then I got to listen to him. Amen. I can't go to sleep on him. I'm not talking about physical sleep. I'm talking about just sleep in my brain or in my mind. Amen. My wife said this many a time, and I realize and know I'm like this. Amen. She'll say something to me, and I'll ask her just what she said 2 or 3 minutes later. And she said, I just told you that. I wasn't listening to her. Amen. I wasn't taking that time to get attentive to her. This young man here was sleepy. But listen, he didn't hear what that preacher said because he was asleep. And a lot of times we sit, you got to admit this, we sit on the pews and we listen to preaching, but we don't know what the man's even preached. That's because our mind is sleeping. And it takes, I'm going to say this, you've got to get your mind toward God. You got to get your heart toward him, but you're going to have to get your mind toward him. If you're going to hear what that man's got, you got to get in with him. I think this evening, praise God, one of the keys of seeing the manifestations of God is everybody is rolling with it. If I can use that term, everybody's in with it. He's not just up in some law saying, well, I'm going to go through it again. Here I am sitting up here on the back row. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, they's hanging all out the window. Amen. I can see that fella now. It says he's a young man too. Amen. You know how young people are. They need more sleep than what we do, I reckon. They sure sleep a long time. Amen. I did when I was young. Amen. But this man here is up and no doubt sitting in the window. And he's sunk down. It used the word sunk down. Amen. Don't you know, brother, listen. Thank God he was sunk down. Amen. In the deep sleep. And listen, everybody knew he was. If they looked at him, it wouldn't have to be hard to discern. This man's back there sleeping. This young man, wonder why nobody woke him up. Well, why didn't he say, hey, son, you're going to fall out the window. You know why a lot of people fall out? It's because they don't hear nothing. They don't get nothing. Amen. They just going through them church motions, if I can use that. They just sitting in with it, but they don't get involved in it. You can't get involved if you're sleeping. Amen. If you got your mind on everything else when you come in, amen. I've done that before. The devil brings all kinds of things in your mind when that preacher's preaching. He'll come up to you and say, what you going to do tomorrow? Amen. You say, wait a minute. You going on that little trip up there and going to that camp meeting. And he'll start saying, you got enough clothes in the suitcase? Amen. You'll get to thinking, what have I got in the suitcase? Amen. And then all of a sudden you go in and then you'll say, hey, God, where are you going to eat after the service? And you'll think, now, where can I go eat after the service? And I'm preaching or somebody else is preaching. All of a sudden you become sleeping in your mind. And all of a sudden you kindly shake yourself. Amen. And come back to it, but you didn't miss something. And that's the way it is. You got to focus. It's hard for people to focus in this hour. I'll tell you, Brother Milby told me long years ago, he said, you don't listen. He said, don't hold the people. Don't preach real long. He said, because they ain't going to hear a thing if you go too far with it. And that's good advice. Amen. Old Brother Eddie asked him one time, said, Brother Milby, you got any advice for me? He said, yeah, you're preaching too long. Amen. That's right. He said, well, I'll back up a little. Amen. But the fact of it is, you just give what you got and let the Lord take care of it. It's not the length of the message, it's what's in the
message or the content of the message. And here this young man, for some reason, he come in sleepy. I mean, it looks like to me, brethren, that if they started the service after six on that Sabbath, amen, looking to be the first day of the week, and it come midnight, amen, he fell out the window. Amen. I understand and know, brethren, we can get tired. Your body gets tired and weary in things sometimes, and you can't pick up. I've found this to be true, and y'all know this. Amen. Y'all, everybody that goes to work, amen, and works a long hours and works and gets up early, and they come in and sit down on Wednesday night. I'll be honest with y'all, raise my hand. I know what Robert taught on this morning, but buddy, I was fighting it in my eyes. Amen. And I don't know why. I went to bed by 11 last night. I ain't got to get up at 6:30. Amen. That's at least over 7 hours. Amen. But listen, I was fighting with it, but I still know what he taught from 1 John. Amen. About trying the spirits. I had to keep myself in that position. But you know this, Sister Robinson, my wife, you ladies that teach youngins, amen, you come in on Wednesday night, you sit down on a pew, and all of a sudden you feel it, amen. Under you, when you going and going and going, hey, God, you can keep awake, but when you sit down, amen, in a service, and you give yourself all day from that morning to the evening, and you come sit down, there's something that sinks down in you, and you all of a sudden say, man, I'm tired. And all of a sudden the preacher's looking out there, and he's saying them people's tired tonight. And you know what? I sympathize with them, because I said if I had got up and taught all them youngins that day, I'd be tired too, amen. And so I found this out. Jesus took the three men, Peter, James, and John, into the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, watch and pray lest you enter temptation. And before you know it, here, Brother Todd, they're sleeping, amen. And Jesus said, could you not watch for me an hour? And it's just a fact, friend, our minds, our actions, our bodies sometimes are sleeping on God and sleeping. That's why he said it's time to wake out of our sleep. Amen. And redeem the time, thank God. Because listen, thank God tonight, friend, I want you to get something from this. And if you, thank God, got your mind in a gear, amen, that's just a sleepy gear and a mind full, thank God, of everything else, you probably won't get much. But this man here, brother, I'm telling you, he got an experience that night, didn't he? Amen. When he fell out the window, amen, he fell out from the third story or the third loft. I don't know how high that was, but it killed him, amen. The Paul got on top of him and done a great miracle that the apostolic power had that day. Amen. Somebody asked me, I still think God can raise the dead. I said, yeah, I believe he can. If he's God, he's God. Amen. And he is God. He can do what he wills to do. I've never raised nobody from the dead. Amen. But I tell you what, he's able. Amen. That's right. If God, amen, raised, ain't got a man that's dead in sin, he can raise one that's dead in body. Amen. But I'm telling you, listen, ain't God, there'll nobody retain the spirit in the day of death, because when it's time to go, you're going. Ain't nobody can bring you back when it's time to go. But it wasn't time for this young man to go. And God used that man of God to get on top of him and get him up. But I'm telling you, are you hearing me tonight? Thank God, we need to be more aware of things. We need to be more alert to things. Amen. We got to have to have some spiritual discernment in our own heart and mind as we go in this life. Because if I'm not alert, I can be fooled. If I'm not attentive, I can miss the mark as far as what God wants to give me and touch my heart. And brother, tonight, I'm telling you, are you hearing? Thank God. Amen. You learn things by listening. Amen. And that's how you learn. You learn by listening. That's right. Listen. Listen. Here's the thing. Listen to me. I might not say much more tonight, but I'm giving you this. Right. Before you and me ever come into an assembly, we ought to come with the mindset that I'm coming to worship Christ. Yes, and I'm coming to hear from him. Yes, and the only way I can hear from him is be attentive to him. And if I'm sluggish, then I'm not going to hear him. I don't have my senses sharpened to hear from God on the inward man. It might just be a voice. It might be a word that he speaks to you tonight to let you hear, thank God, something that'll encourage you, that'll help edify you. But if you're sluggish in spirit, God speaks to the spirit. Yes, sir. He speaks to the spirit. That's how God works. He speaks to the spirit, your spirit creature. He speaks through his power to your spirit. That's how you get it. You don't get it no other way, Brother Danny. It's the spirit language. It's God's language. It's the Holy Ghost. He's the author of the scriptures. And everything that we hear, thank God, it comes through spirit. You might hear it with a natural ear. Why did Jesus say, let it sink down deep into your ears? He used that word, let it sink down deep into your ears. That we're hearers of the word and not, thank God, just hearers, but doers of the word. That these things that activate, there's something, listen, there's something that's got to activate in you and me. There's something that God has done that activates in us. It just activates. It's just the way God works. Faith is an active word. It's just the way it is. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It activates something in you. Amen. If I got up and spoke tonight on anything that would be of an activation, of a work that we ought to see God do in us and through us, it activates in you. There's a word. It's the word of faith we preach. It's like the Holy Ghost says, activate in him. Amen. Activate in him. And all of a sudden you see yourself activating toward what God spoke to you about. And that's the way it is, friend. It's just, amen. It's not, listen, it's not preacher's religion. It's not living under preacher's religion. Too many people's got preacher's religion, and they'll only do what he says. And there's a whole lot more to life than that. There's a life of God. There's a Holy Ghost in you. There's an activation of faith. Thank God that says do this and do that, and you get the blessing from it because you've done it by faith. You heard the word preached and you've done it by faith. Amen. That's like she was activated tonight to testify. It just came to her, the activation of the word of God. The spirit of God activated that, and she could, thank God, break her box, so to speak, and pour out her heart and thanksgiving to God. And all of a sudden that box of aroma, thank God, spreads inside of the body of believers. It says, and that's great. That's encouragement. That's the goodness of God. And all of a sudden the word we hear, the faith we have in us, activates these things. Believe that, brother. Listen to me tonight. Everybody to save has a gift. Everybody to save has something to say. But it's activated by God. You can listen, unless you give it, I won't get it. If you don't give it, I won't get it. Amen. It might be a word of knowledge. It might be a word of wisdom. It just might be something somebody said. Amen. I remember Miss Tasha when she testified the other night, and she was talking about Brother Hobson preaching. And all she said was, she said, I remember him saying that Jesus said, I am the vine, he on the branches. And it just activated in her heart that truth. Thank God that moved her. Amen. To go forward. It's just an activation of that word. If you're asleep on God, you never will get it if you just come and go through the motions and go through religious acts. Amen. Listen and thank the preacher's only one got things to say. He got something to say. But brethren, there's other people that know something about God that they can activate. Amen. I remember, praise God, what long ago we had that testimonies at that meeting here on Sunday morning, and people that testify, it activated in me. Thank God, joy. Thank God, it always does. When I hear a saint, thank God, testify the Holy Spirit and something, God, that what you said tonight, why did I call on you? You done testified twice, but you said it right. I'm not the man I used to be. It activated in me. That's what God does. That's what grace does. Amen. You said it. I'm forgiven. That's what the activation is. And God made it real in your heart and my heart, and I rejoice in that. I'm telling you, brother, tonight, there's so much God can do amongst the people if they'll listen. Amen. And hear the voice of God and activate what God puts in them. It could be a great move of God in the church. I'm telling you, God's been activating. Amen. Around here. And brethren, I'm not bragging on this young man. God's helped him, but he's used this young man to activate some things in the church. And the church is stirred by it because of his activation. I talked to Brother Jeff Honeycutt just the other night. Hey, God is stirred up again. Amen. About being saved. And it just activated in me. And oh, the throne, we rejoice and shout and enjoy of the very goodness of God because there's something in it. Amen. I wasn't sluggish. I was discerning the spirit, and God blessed me. And that's the way God does it. He uses a man to preach, somebody to sing, somebody to testify. But every bit of it works together. When it's done in spirit and unity, there's a great blessing from it. Amen. Well, if you come here sleeping, you probably won't get much. I'm glad sometimes, thank God, God wakes the sleepy. Amen. Them is just going through it. Listen, there's times you come in church and you're young. And I know you've had some battles and I have too. But you're a young man. You can come into the house of God or the meeting here with the semi. And you've been through warfare. See, here's the problem. People want to judge everybody the same. God's the judge. I'm not the judge on anybody. I got to judge myself. But if somebody comes in that's been through the warfare and through the battle and they feel like their mind has been just, I mean, in a warfare, they need some comfort. They need some comfort. They ain't going to say much because the warfare is too great. They just need some comfort. There's all kind of people attending a meeting. There's people that's in, thank God, in the joy. I mean, they just in the joy of it. Amen. Some people's going through the battle, the warfare. We all go through battles, but there's some people that's going through hard battles, mental battles, struggles, doubt, all them things. That's something that somebody can be helped by God if somebody's got a word of comfort. If somebody's got a word, thank God, that can help them. Amen, to go on. Amen. Listen, I'm not on the mountain all the time. And nobody is. Amen. Jesus took them three on the mountain, but they didn't stay up there long. Amen. I don't know why. I was thinking about this week. Why did Peter? I mean, here Jesus is there. He takes them up there, and all of a sudden Elijah and Moses is there. And he said, let us build three tabernacles. Why'd he do that? I mean, I couldn't understand. Why did he want to build them tents up there, put tabernacles around them? And then all of a sudden the voice of God spake and said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. And all of a sudden Elijah and Moses is gone. Amen. And they say, and they see Jesus holy. Amen. And that's who we come to see tonight. Amen. Moses is the law and Elijah's the prophets. Amen. And everything was in the one in the middle. That's Jesus Christ. He's the one. And brethren, listen. Thank God they had to come down from the mountain. Amen. Peter, thank God, wanted to dwell there. That's why I said, let's build a place to live. Dwell here. Can I say that? But Jesus said, no. Amen. They had to go back down the mountain. We live in the valleys. We live in the world. Amen. That's where the ministering is. Thank God. Mountaintop experiences the glory. It's getting into blessing. But there's got to be a time you come down from that. But you get that to be able to be strengthened to come down from it. Amen. You go through mountaintop experiences as a child of God. There's times God just floods you with blessing. But it don't last forever and ever. I mean, you're going to come down to reality. You're going to come down to your car going tire going flat. You're going to come down to your washing machine breaking down. You're going to come down to your youngins not doing right. You're going to come down to the very battles that you face and see that you're not much unless God helps you. That's just the way it is. That's the way life is. That's why the church, listen, this place, it ain't a place for me to get up and preach every time, which I don't mind doing it, but it's a place for the people of God to come and get some help, to get some love. Amen. Amen. Love one another and get some blessings on them and get some comfort on them and get some encouragement on them and get some love on them and get some help on them. And when they leave, thank God, they feel refreshed in their spirit and they said, we've been with God and met the Lord and the Holy Ghost has helped me and I needed to go God, I needed to hear what he said. I needed to hear that testimony. I needed to hear that song. It helped my heart, bless the Lord. Thank God, I don't want to come and sleep. I want to come and be alert to the truth. Amen. That's right. Amen. I'll say this and I'm through. Samson went out. He fell asleep in the lap of Delilah. Now, before you judge Samson, just let me tell you, he's in Hebrews 11. God put his name in the hall of faith, if I can say that. Amen. That's right. He fell asleep in the lap of Delilah, and when she said, the Philistines be upon thee, he was sleeping. in her lap. He said, she said, the Philistines be upon thee. He awake. And he said, what I'll do is I'll go out and shake myself as I did at other times.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't know that God had departed from him. And he went out, and of course they took him and put his eyes out and put him in the grinding house. But he still had faith that was going to activate. And that's why he's in Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
A little old boy brought him out there while they was making sport in the balcony of that place. And Samson asked him to come and help him find the pillars of that great place there that they went to. And he felt them pillars, and he told that little old lad to get away from him now. And this is what he prayed. He said, Lord, just one more time. What activated? That faith activated.
Yes, sir.
He said, I know a Lord, even though I don't have no eyes and I can't see. And I've been mocked and made fun of. I've got a Lord that I know can strengthen me one more time. And he said, strengthen me one more time that I might avenge my eyes. And he put his hands on them pillars, and Brother Joe, with that power of God,
yes,
he pushed that down.
Yes,
and brother, he killed more Philistines in his death than he did in his life.
Yes,
and God delivered Israel. Amen.
Yes.
And he used Samson to do it by his own death. Samson died with him. But God used him to strengthen him one more time. Why? Because faith. Amen. He had faith. Amen. In his Lord. And I'm telling you tonight, thank God what preaching does. Glory to God. It activates faith in you. It causes you to believe. It causes you to grab hold of it. It causes you, thank God, to say, if he done it for Justin, thank God he can do it for me. If he done it for them, he can do it for me. If he done it for Joe, he can do it for me. If he done it for Jennifer, he can do it for me. Amen. That's what activates it. That's what does it. Hearing it and believing it and seeing it. If he done it for Hannah, he'd do it for me. Amen. Thank God. If he done it, he, amen, for them, he can do it for me. It activates the faith in them. And I believe it. Thank God. Grab hold of a promise and see God bring it forth. Amen. That's the way it is. Just the way it is. Amen. You can set low as low can be and hear somebody testify what God done for them, and all of a sudden, Sister Park, it activates in your heart. Amen. Thank God it ain't woe is me no more. I've been there many a time. I've sat under the juniper tree like Elijah and said, Lord God, it'd be better to die and have to go through this. But God said, there's a still small voice that speaks to my heart. If he done it for Elijah, he can do it for me. He's a man like our, have passions like us. Thank God he ain't no, amen, above us. Brother, listen. Thank God the word of faith is where it activates in a man's heart to believe God. God. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen. Whether a man preaches 10 minutes or 4 hours,
yes, sir.
Don't matter. That's right.
Right.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I say to you tonight. Believe him. What you believing him for? What's activated in your heart to believe God? Say, I'm going to believe God. I believe God. Paul stood up on that ship after all them hard nights. Men without... Brother, listen, had all them prisoners on there and everything, and the ship was in darkness and storms and everything else. And one night the angel of God came to him and talked to him and said, every man's life is going to be saved. And he said, I'm going to bring deliverance. I'm just paraphrasing, but God, this man stood up. He said, this is what he said. He said, an angel of God stood by me this night, and I want to tell y'all, I believe God.
Amen.
I believe God. Thank God. Amen. Brother Danny, pray for us.